I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Ilan Gripel should be a free man soon. Gripel is a 20-year-old Israeli-American. He was detained in Egypt this past June. Egyptian authorities arrested him on suspicion of spying for Israel. He'd been seen in Cairo's Tahrir Square, the heart of Egypt's revolution. Now Egypt has struck a deal to release Gripel in exchange for 25 Egyptian prisoners who are being held by the Israelis. Gripel's family in New York says he was in Cairo working as an intern at a legal aid group. Gripel is a law student at Emory University. He speaks fluent Arabic. He also once served as a paratrooper in the Israeli army. His mother, Irene, spoke with us earlier today from her home in Oakland Gardens, New York. She says she's hoping the exchange will happen this week.
What I'm hearing is that he'll be released to the Israelis on Thursday. And I am the type of person that will believe it when I see it, but it's been hell. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. You know, I feel for any mother who has a boy in the service now, and anybody who's got a kid over in Iraq or Afghanistan, not knowing where your child is, what they're being exposed to or what kind of danger they're in.
And you yourself, have you talked to Ilan at all?
Not recently. The last call would have been 2 weeks tomorrow.
And what did you talk about there, if you don't mind my asking?
I just wanted to hear his voice. I can always tell from his voice how he's feeling. I think he's very strong internally. He was trained in the Israeli Defense Force as a paratrooper, and I always got a lot of solace from the fact that he was given the best training in the world, and I mean, it's like being a U.S. Marine, and I'm sure that at some point they were taught how to deal with situations like this. There we go again.
Is this what it's been like for you?
Yes.
Nonstop calls?
Yes.
Official, unofficial one?
Usually the press and the Israeli press through the night. We didn't get enough sleep last night.
I bet you probably haven't had a lot of sleep at all, I would think. Just one more thing, and I'll let you go, but I wanted to ask you, has he responded to the accusations that he was spying for the Israeli government?
Yes. Everybody's denied vociferously that he was ever spying or connected to Mossad. First of all, they claimed that he was there during the revolution and was helping to foment all kinds of rebellion, and he was in Atlanta at Emory Law School, and Emory has been exceedingly helpful in documenting his whereabouts, so the charges were totally bogus.
Just want to tell you in closing, I don't know if you've heard from an Israeli parliamentarian who visited Ilan, your son, in detention on Monday.
No.
Have you heard this? The quote that we have is this. He says, we said shalom to him. He answered me in Arabic. He thought he was in another kind of session with his interrogators. He didn't quite understand, but then after a short period, he recovered from it. And the rest of the conversation you can ask him about in just a few days. It was an emotional meeting. They also say that he was in good condition and had been treated fairly. I imagine that's heartening to hear.
Oh, yes. Very. Terrific.
We wish you the very best, and we'll be following what happens with your son.
Thank you so much.
Irene Gripel is the mother of 20-year-old Israeli-American Ilan Gripel of New York. Ilan Gripel is being held by the Egyptian government. He has been since June on charges of spying for Israel.